But it's good to stand here this morning, and I appreciate every time Ray gives me the opportunity to speak and bring the message. So I do feel called. I have a few more years of work. Now, this is my plan. Of course, it could change, but this is my plan. A few more years of work, then retire in Nevada. And I feel called to go fill the pulpit at churches where the pastor can't be there, whether he's vacation or sick or, Ray, away with family time, whatever reasons. I think that'd just be a great way for Pam and I to spend our retirement years doing that. So I don't know how busy that would keep me or if God's going to open that door, but he's in control, so we'll just see what happens there. But I would like that. I would look forward to that. So, but still got a few more years. So, well, I'm sure you can kind of figure out what the message is. And Ray found this. He's very clever. My goodness. So, know Jesus, N-O, know peace, right? Then we know Jesus and we know peace. We've all heard that. We all know that. And I guess if it were that simple, I wouldn't be up here for the next hour and a half talking about it. Just kidding. It's only going to be an hour. So, where are you going? So, but that is what we've come to think and come to know. But is it that simple? And let's twist this around a little bit. So the first question I like to ask, is it possible to not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but to know peace? To be at peace. Example, a good friend of mine, we'll just call him Joe, because that's his name, Joe. Joe was born Catholic, baptized as a baby, and except for funerals or weddings, he hasn't stepped foot into church. He acknowledges the existence of God, but he does not have Jesus Christ in his life. But Joe was married his high school sweetheart. They bought a home. They have kids, they have grandkids. They have cars, they have money. They vacation in nice places. The 40 plus years I've known Joe, he's been at relative peace. A few knocks here and there, but he would even tell you. Another gentleman, I know I'll give two examples here, and we'll call him Ben, because that's his name, Ben. Like Joe, is not a Christian. One conversation I had with Ben, he told me, Bruce, I'm not a very religious man, but I do have my little angels watching over me. So I'm not sure how that works, but they're getting like Joe. He's married, a home, kids, grandkids. And for the 20 plus years I've known Ben, he's at peace. He's one of the most positive, upbeat persons I know. He appears to be at peace. And I'm sure we all know people like that. I mean, I could go on. Many coworkers I have, many friends that I have, I know do not have a personal relationship with Jesus. But they feel at peace. And I'm sure you all know people like that the same. So the question, is it possible not to know Jesus, but to know peace? We'll come back to that in just a few minutes. Oh, one thing I forgot to do. I always get up here, and this will come around in a minute. I didn't forget to turn it off. I forgot to start it, so that'll come around later. But so the next question is it possible to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but to not know peace? To struggle with that. Again, I'll give examples. These are personal. When my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, and then later when my wife was diagnosed with cancer, I was not at peace. I struggled with that. I had stress, I had anxiety. I didn't sleep well. I didn't eat well. I wasn't at peace. That was a scary time. But I knew the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. But it was tough having peace. I'm sure a lot of you have gone through the same thing. Illnesses, struggles, you lose a job. Life throws funny things at us. Even though we're Christian, isn't it hard to struggle with peace? What about the coronavirus? 2.5 years, right? I just got my next booster. I don't know when those are going to stop. Are you at peace with that? I was an essential worker, so I was in it every day, well before the vaccines came out. It was tough. I remember going to Safeway and seeing people walk out of Safeway with shopping carts just full of food and toilet paper. We remember that one, right? Because the supply chain, people weren't working. The supply chain had slowed down. It had stopped. They were worried. I was worried. I told Pam we need to go buy a freezer and put it in the garage. Fill it with food and fill the pantry with food. Just in case Safeway ran out, we'd be okay. See, I wasn't at peace with that. And then what about Russia and Ukraine? Are we at peace with that? Could that escalate to World War III? I'm not up here to talk about that. I'm just using that as an example. But that's a bad time. Bad things are going on there. So me being who I am, I went and took money out of the bank. I put money in my home in Dayton, and I put money in the house here in Newark. Just in case we had a cyber attack, right? Cyber attack, put that card in, no money comes out. Before the pandemic, I'd put the card in, no money would come out for a totally different reason. No money in there. But if you couldn't get the money out, you couldn't go to Safeway to buy food that you hoped they had on the shelf. So I wasn't at peace with it. Even though I have the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I struggle with peace. I think we all kind of do at different times in our lives. So, is it possible to know Jesus Christ but not know peace? We'll come back around to that one too. So let's go back to, you don't know Jesus, but you say you know peace. Is that possible? See, from this point here, it's been my message. I've just been the one talking, giving examples. But from this point forward, it needs to become God's message. Where to answer these questions, we go to God's word. I could answer them in different ways, but the correct way is in God's word. So let's take a look at that. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you're at peace. Is that possible? In 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 and 3, it says, "For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." Doesn't sound very peaceful. It says, while people are saying peace and safety, while they're thinking they have peace in their lives and they're safe, Jesus Christ will come in the blink of an eye. And what will happen? Destruction will come on them if they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 9, "And give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in a blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power." So he asks a question, is that possible not to know Jesus but have peace? It says he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll be punished with everlasting destruction. again, not very peaceful. But this is God's word. It's what it says in the Bible. In Revelations 6:4, then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make all men slay each other. To him was given a large sword to take peace from the earth. So is it possible not to know Jesus but to know peace? No, it's impossible. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that final day before the Lord God Almighty, you will not be at peace. You will be separated from God for eternity. It's hard to grasp peace, the true peace, and it's hard to grasp eternity. But from the moment you were conceived in your mother's womb, we are in this. We are in it. Whether we are in it in eternity with peace, or whether we're in it with eternity without peace. And if you don't know Jesus, you will not know peace. So the other question, can you know Jesus but not know peace? Again, let's look at God's word, because that will answer that question for us as well. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything be prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't be anxious about anything. It's hard to do. It's extremely hard to do because we're human. We're the way God made us. We do have stress. We do have anxieties. But it says, but in everything, be prayer and petition. Bring your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts. Transcends all understanding. It's hard to understand. This morning, Sherry read Ephesians 3, right? And in verse 19, it says, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. You have love that surpasses knowledge. You have peace that surpasses understanding. So thank you, Sherry, for reading chapter 3, because that's when I picked out verse 19, because it goes with this. We'll have trouble understanding it. It's beyond our realm of thought. In 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord will be with all of you. So the Lord will give us peace. And he'll give it to us all the time, and he'll be with all of us. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So know Jesus and know peace. How difficult is that? It is not difficult at all to know Jesus. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And then what does it say? Peace I leave with you, and peace I give you. You don't even have to go get it. He gives it to us. Remember when my nephew got COVID? It's a year or so back. And I was there living with him, and I said, I got to leave. You know, I can't be here. And so I left, but that left my niece, Athena, to take care of him, two twin-year-old 8-boys, a 4-year-old daughter, and a 6-month-old baby. That's quite a lot on her plate. So I asked Mike, I said, hey, you think maybe the church could prepare some meals and take over to them? And as this church always does, it responded with a yes. So you prepared the meals and you took them over to them. You took peace to Athena and Michael. That was one less thing they had to worry about. See, Jim and Anita didn't call Athena and say, "Hi, this is Jim and Anita from the church. We have your meal ready. You just need to drive to Niles and pick it up." She may as well called in a pizza. It would have been easier. But you and everybody who participated in that brought the meals to them. It's one less thing she had to do. Just like Christ's example, we need to bring peace to those in need. That's one thing that just amazes me about this church, and this church has so changed my life, that the example of everybody here, that I do have a better understanding, a better feeling of peace now than I did a few years back. Because at times of struggle, this church responds, and we need to bring peace in any way we can. In John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So that you may have peace in me. But it says right there in John that we're going to have trouble in this world. Right? We're going to struggle. We know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. But sometimes we're just not at peace. Sometimes we're anxious, we're nervous. But he told us it was going to be so. So is it possible to know Jesus Christ but not know peace? No. It's impossible. It's impossible. Because on the final day when we stand before the Lord God Almighty and we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will know a peace that surpasses all understanding. Be too much to comprehend for us now, but we will have peace for eternity. I won't have to worry about Pam and Sarah getting sick. There'll be no sickness in heaven. I won't have to worry about food. I won't have to worry about Safeway has food for us. Because in heaven, we won't need to eat. I won't have to worry about money in heaven. So I can go buy food that I don't need. Jesus Christ paid for everything. No money will be needed in heaven. You can just leave this at home, right? Don't need to take it to heaven. It's all been paid for. It would be such a peace that we'll have trouble understanding it. And it'll be for eternity. It will be forever. It's a peace and a love, like it said in Ephesians, that surpasses all knowledge. So for those who do not know Jesus and do not know peace, we need to share that with them. We need to share the love of Jesus Christ with them, whether it's by taking a simple meal to them, visiting them, sending a card to someone who's sick, just reaching out to them. We need to share the peace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. So on that final day, when they're standing before the Lord God Almighty, they can have peace. It sounds so simple. It sounds like such an easy decision to make. But people struggle with it. I preached on Jonah last Sunday. I only have a few sermons in my arsenal, so you all have heard Jonah already, but he, you know, talked about serving the sailors, serving other gods and those things. What did we talk about this morning in Sunday school? Serving other gods. There's no peace in serving other gods. None whatsoever. In fact, it got Solomon in trouble. That's what we found out this morning. You need to serve the one true God. You need to know his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to have peace. Once had a pastor say one time, You don't have to prepare a 30-minute message. That if you can say it, and that's why I turn my phone on, if you can say it in 20 minutes and 8 seconds, say it in 20 minutes and 8 seconds. Because that's what the Lord's laid on your heart. And let it be done from there. So the good thing about it is Father's Day. We can probably beat the Catholics and the Lutherans to lunch. Right? We get out a little early. But that is my message this morning. That if you do not know Jesus, you won't know peace. And if you do know Jesus, you will know peace. And it's a peace that'll last forever. We can't comprehend it here on earth because things are tough, things are hard. Just because we're Christians, we're not immune. But that final day, we will know a peace that we just can't comprehend. You know, it'll be forever. Thank you for coming out this morning, being attentive to God's word. Pray the message touched you. I just love speaking, and I hope that is a door that God opens for me. Thank you. Mike? Yeah.